Samu, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, brothers. Yeah, I'm really well, thanks.
Great to have you on the show. And I was just thinking, it's been such a whirlwind year for you. Tell us about going to Tokyo with the Seven Squad and after playing footy in Japan and just, you know, what are you taking out of all those experiences?
Oh, yeah, man. It's been a crazy couple of months. And I think for me, it's been real grateful to represent the gold jersey again, to play home, to play at home in front of our home fans in Australia. So for me, I've been trying to take it as it comes. And again, to represent Seven first, to represent Australia in that space, it's a dream come true, you know, especially the Olympics. To deal with a great bunch of guys, and then obviously to come into the Wallaby squad, just to be able to contribute here has been awesome for me.
Yeah, Samu, tell us about this turnaround for the Wallabies. Again, there's always high expectation for the Wallabies, and I think everyone, all Australian fans, want to support them and want to see them play exactly the brand of footy that your boys have been playing in the last couple of games. What's been that turnaround? Is it the experience of someone like Quade Cooper coming back in the squad? Has it been the players' attitude? Can you put your finger on what it's been?
Yeah, I think the staff has done a great job by humbling us every time we come in to our reviews. The boys have obviously been playing really well, and we've taken a lot of lessons and learnings from the games against the All Blacks. And obviously, they're playing some great footy this year, so we've taken those learnings. And I think the biggest thing is implementing those lessons. There's a lot of hard work that goes in at the performances that come out against South Africa, and not just with the players, but with the staff. The sacrifices that everyone's making, I think everyone recognises that. And, when we go step on the field, that's everything put together. We just want to put out a great performance. And like you said, you mentioned Quade Cooper there. He's been great for our group, but also guys like James Slipper, Michael Hooper, who've been playing weekend with Chad. We just, come out with the intent to play, to have excellence in their games. And, they've been great leaders for us in that space, but especially our young guys, man. Our young guys are showing no fear when it comes to those games against South Africa. Obviously we didn't get the results against the All Blacks, but they're coming out with no fear and wanting to play the best rugby they can. We still got guys that had a couple of bugs, like Hunter Paisami, that he hasn't been playing the last couple of weeks, but he's contributed with the 123, and so many guys I can mention that, and I think it's a massive squad effort.
Samu, you mentioned your captain, Michael Hooper, and he became the most capped captain of the Wallabies on the weekend. Have you played with a more inspirational player than him?
Oh, man, I think it's pretty hard to go past someone like him. But the way you see him for his state, for Waratahs, and playing against him, he doesn't let up. I think it's better playing alongside him and the way he carries himself. He's a man with a few words, and when he does speak, he holds the room really well. So he leads a lot by actions, and I couldn't think of someone more deserving of that title of most capped captain. I think he's been a great leader on and off the field. Very humble guy when it comes to off the field, where he's a real relaxed guy. And I'm just so happy for him for the milestone that he's reached. And even for a guy like that, there's no mentions of that throughout the week from him. There's more of us just giving him a lot of crack throughout the week, so I couldn't be happy for him.
Mate, how do you see this Argentina team? Obviously got them Saturday night up in Queensland. What are some of the significant differences to the South African team?
There's not too many differences besides, obviously Argentina are really passionate people. They'll come out guns blazing, and we expect a really fiery exchange with them. And I think for us, it's just understanding what their strengths are and trying to stay away from that, and for us to keep doing what we've been doing well. And for us, we've been playing some great rugby, great tempo rugby, but our discipline is still something that we need to work on. And there's still a couple, I think, 17 penalties on the weekend, and we just don't need to piggyback a lot of teams like that. And with sharp shooters, kickers that they have in the Argentinian team, we don't need to be giving away silly points. So It's, you know, for us, it's really focusing on us, but understanding that this is another massive challenge for us. You know, we got humbled on Monday when we came in for review, and after that, moving into the next job, you know, we're really happy with how we played the last couple of weeks, but it means for nothing if we can't perform these next couple of weeks.
Yeah, a big difference in a lot of sides, Samu, is the mental application to the games. And yep, the really good sides are able to be consistently good in their performance because regardless of who they play, they're always up for the challenge. Do you see that as a bit of a mental challenge for the Wallabies this weekend? Because it's always easy to get up for the All Blacks. It's always easy to get up for the South Africans. But it's those lower-ranked teams that you still have to pay the same amount of respect to.
Well, I mean, you hit it right on the head there. For us, it is that mental battle, not with the heart, not even with, you know, the game against the All Blacks. I think it's about winning or losing. It's about staying in that in the right arousal level for us and playing at that mid-level where we understand whatever is coming against us. We're not trying to bar out for a big game and not for a small game. You know, I think every game, like you said, is very important, but for us, win or lose, we have to come with the same mental preparation, same physical preparation throughout the week. I think that's a big learning for our group. You know, we've got a lot of young guys who haven't played a lot of test level. So, you got a guy like Quade. You know, he's played over 70 tests. You know, for him, you know, he's had a lot of growth in that area. And you know, speaking to him after the games, I think for him is about just staying in that same arousal level, win or lose, high or low. It's just about coming with the right mental prep. And that's, I think, for us, that's the big growth for us throughout the years, coming, leading to the World Cup and into other championships, is mentally prepping, being able to prepare physically the same way we have each week.
Samu, I see that Sean McMahon's on the verge of a recall to the Wallabies side as well. Can you give our listeners an indication into just how mad he is?
Oh, he's very mad. You know, I've played with him for many years. He has a saying, ETW, and he's got a tattoo on himself, and it's earned a weekend. So he understands how much work has to be put in each week to be able to earn the weekend, to, I guess, earn a couple of orange juices at the end of the week. So for him, he's a, you know, mentally, when he steps on the field, he doesn't care what jersey you have on. He doesn't care who you are. He's kind of like a raging bull. So he's awesome to have on your team, and I never want to play against him. But he's been awesome to come into the group, and you know, respecting the foundations that Dave Rennie has set amongst all the boys, and he's just putting in work. And that selection or not selection, he's contributing like all the other 923 have, and have a staff that contributed, and he's really enjoying himself. I think just being back home, being around Aussies, and like I said, just contributing.
What's that? Samu, I know that Wallabies fans have loved seeing you back in the side, and long may it continue, and good luck against Argentina this week.
Thank you, boys. Thank you so much for having me. Very humble to be on the
Thank you very much, mate.